So God brings the word, but the enemy is busy. The enemy is busy. What you fail to obey God, the foundation you fail to build, the devil will maximize. The devil will maximize. The devil will steal the destiny of your children who are made to be prime ministers, who are made to be kings of tomorrow, who are made to be mayors, who are made to be apostles, who are made to be prophets. That destiny will be stolen through manipulation and be used in the world of darkness because of failure of our obedience to God. Because of failure of our obedience to the living God. The book of Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 18 says, and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, woe to the women who sew magic charms on all their wrists and make veils of various lengths for their heads in order to ensnare people. Will you ensnare the lives of my people but preserve your own? You see, this is one of the practices that I see even here in America, in Africa. Hallelujah. That is being practiced a lot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even yesterday when we went out, me and my wife after the graduation, we went out to took some pictures somewhere. And I believe she was a Chinese lady. She came with these bracelets, these traditional bracelets. And she was acting like she wanted to give them as a gift. Praise the Lord. And when I looked at them, they looked like charms. You see, there are certain bracelets that they are not just bracelets. They are charms. Praise the Lord. They are magic bands that people wear. Some people go to some places, they tell them, oh, wear this thing in your hands. They say it will protect you. They say, oh, wear this thing in your legs. They say it will protect you. They say, oh, put this thing on the neck of your child, that it will protect your child, not knowing they are stealing the destiny of your child. They are stealing your destiny. You are thinking you are being protected, not knowing you are robbed of your life. You are robbed of your purpose. You are robbed of your destiny. Because the enemy maximizes on the ignorant of people. The enemy maximizes on lies. He will lie to you that that bracelet is protecting you, not knowing you are becoming a servant. That bracelet is tying you to a demon to control your destiny, to control your health, to control your children, to control your marriage. And you think, oh, you are just wearing a bracelet, not knowing you have just made a covenant with the devil. You have made a covenant with the demon that will manipulate your destiny, that you won't be able to fulfill your destiny. You won't be able to be what God wants you to be because there is something in your hand that ties you to the demonic altar. There is something in your hand that you have been deceived. Hallelujah. There are people, there are women that ran to some people to pray for them to have child. Hallelujah. Some didn't even know the time they were going for prayer. They were going to the diviner. They were going to the witch. Hallelujah. They didn't know they were already even pregnant. They didn't know they were pregnant already. And the witch lied to them, gave them something to wear. Hallelujah. Not knowing they made a covenant. When they get out, they give birth to a child. And they think that the devil helped them to give birth. Life comes from God, not from Satan. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And because they went to seek help from Satan, not knowing the seed in their womb, they are selling the seed in their womb to demonic altars. They are selling the seed in their womb. And many destinies were sold before they were even given birth. Many destinies were sold. Hallelujah. Your parents sold you because they believed in diviners than they believe God. They believe in witchcraft and they believe God. So they went to consult wrong places and they were manipulated. They saw this thing will protect. They don't tell you the details though. when that child turned 20, the covenant they made before the child was born arose. Those demons now begin to demand the life of that child, and many end up dying prematurely because their destinies were messed up. The Lord is speaking concerning this practice in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13, verse 18, and said, this is what the sovereign Lord says, woe to the women who sew magic charms on all their wrists and make veils of various land for their heads in order to ensnare the people. Their destinies that are ensnared by a veil. A veil. Do you know destinies of men can be covered by a veil and you don't know? Destinies of men. Hallelujah. Destinies of men. You wonder why you are beautiful, you have everything possible, but nobody is asking you for a hand of marriage. Nobody wants to settle with you. Hallelujah. Because there could be a veil covering you. Hallelujah. I've heard some people say that every time people come to see them, they see a old grandma. You are a beautiful young lady, but when the potential husband come to you, instead of seeing a beautiful young lady, they see the spirit, they see a grandma. Hallelujah. Because there is a veil. There are destinies that have been stolen because there is a veil. There is a face that the enemy has put in them that is not them. Hallelujah. So that even when they go to the job interview, hallelujah, failure is written in their head, in their face, hallelujah. Defeat is written in them because there is a veil, hallelujah, in their head. You know, you go to the interview and the supervisor or the manager is just frustrated with you day one. Day one, they're just frustrated with you. Hallelujah. They don't want to hire you anymore. Praise the Lord. Because there is a veil. There is a veil. A veil that can lock doors and destinies of men. And the enemy is working behind the scene. But the Lord Almighty will deal with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord Almighty will fight for our destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord Almighty will deal with them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to this. And thus says the Lord God, woe to the women who sew magic bands upon all wrists and make veils for the heads of persons of every stature. In the hand for souls. Will you hand down souls belonging to my people and keep your own souls alive? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There are people that are on hand, even for your own pictures. Hallelujah. They are hunting for your pictures on Facebook. Make sure you cover your pictures with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. They are hunting for your clothes. They are hunting for your shoes. Because they want to take them somewhere to destroy your destiny. They want to take your underpants somewhere to destroy your destiny. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says, should you hand the souls of men and expect that God will not judge you? The Lord will judge every wickedness in the mighty name of Jesus. That's why these things are there. And they are written in the Bible. But you see, we live in a land like here, when you tell people the reality of these things, they say, oh, you know, in Africa is where those things are real. They are not real. You know, even I've met some people say, oh, you know, the devil doesn't even exist. Whatever. Spiritual battle is real. And we have to stand to wage war for our destiny. We have to stand to wage war that the Lord will give us victory over every works of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will rise up as victorious in the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The last scripture we're going to read is coming from the book of Colossians. Then we're going to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Colossians chapter 2 verse 15. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Then we are going to pray in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Hallelujah. The Bible says he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame. Today I want us to disarm every ruler, every authority, anything that is speaking something that God has not spoken concerning our lives. Hallelujah. Just like Balaam went to speak against the people of God, you may never know how many negative things have been spoken concerning you. You may never know how many curses has been spoken concerning you. You may never know how many altars of wickedness that have been risen against you. Today I want us to rise up in the spirit and reconcile ourselves with the Lord. If you don't know God, come to God. Come to God. Surrender your life, because you can't win this battle when you are outside the fence. You have to be a child of God. Hallelujah. You have to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. You have to be part of the lineage. You have to be part of the children of Israel to be able to wage a war over your nation, to be able to wage a war over your children, over your nation, in the mighty name of Jesus. But you have to make it right with the Lord, or else the enemy will rule over you, the enemy will rule over your life, and you wonder why things are not working in your life. You wonder why things are not moving in your life, because you are not in alignment. You are not a child of a covenant. You are not living a life that is pleasing to the living God. And God wants you to come back home. God wants you to come back home, because he has disarmed. He has taken over in the mighty name of Jesus. He has disarmed principalities. He has disarmed every powers of darkness that may be holding you in captivity, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, as long as you're willing to say, Jesus, I want to make it right. I don't want to live like them. I don't want to perish like them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to fulfill my days. I want to carry a blessing. I want to be a blessing to my parents. I want to be a blessing. Hallelujah. In the church, I want to be a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the lion in me will rise up. The conqueror in me will rise up. The leader in me will rise up. The royal priesthood in me will rise up. For the grace of God will be sufficient for me. For the grace of God, the mercies of God will fight for me, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord Almighty will deal with my enemies. He will cut off the hand of the wicked one. He will dissolve any bad energy, any veil that is covering my face. He will remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. Reparatatatata, repandara bababosha, epetele pandara bababosha, ipa bababa devi, repatara bababababa, zepetele patara dadadada, zepantoro boboshantam, iparata. Fight for your destiny. This is the time that you have to fight for the destiny. Begin with your life. Begin with your family before even you go to your community. Hallelujah. God has to raise a man. He has to raise a woman. He has to raise a man. Hatana mahande. Heketekele katagadagada. He has to raise an Abraham. He has to raise a Sarah. He has to raise a Naomi. He has to raise a Ruth that will stand in the gap and pursue God and pursue the blessing in the family, that the enemy will not have his way.
curses will not have his way. Rata rabayata rekete bina mandaladach ekaparani hentele benenata rakatele kete gede gede andamana toni hantala badalata rapatietele petele benelatata reke perede mantora barande ipabayata raparatata separate separerere boja aparana mantani hantozalihina ikopayanta separerere boja. Father, we pray today, any veil that has been covering my destiny, any veil that has been covering my destiny, that people are not able to see the good things that God has put in me, that my life is being manipulated in the hand of the devil, that my destiny is being manipulated in altars of darkness. Today, in the name that is above every name, I command the veil be broken. I command every veil of witchcraft, every veil of divination, I command them now to be broken. Every veil of backwardness, I command them to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. For my destiny cannot be manipulated in the hands of wicked men. My destiny cannot be manipulated in the hands of men like Balak. In the mighty name of Jesus, today I claim my future. I claim my inheritance in Christ Jesus, and I command every veil be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that is blocking my future, anything that is blocking me moving forward, rapateria bahandi reke perere bojam antana manatala dadalata reke perere. Do you know your face give you visibility? In the mighty name of Jesus, do you know your face give you visibility? Your face gives you visibility. That's why in the old times, when they look at faces of people, they could see a king out of a face. They could see an ambassador out of a face. They could see a great leader by just reading the face of somebody. Because within the face, there is something that God hides. That's why the Bible says it will cause his face to shine upon us, because when the face of God shine upon us, it brings something. May every veil that has been covering your face, that your manager doesn't recognize you. You are talented, you are gifted, you are the one that always brings solutions to the company, but they can't give you leadership position, they can't promote you, yet your work is great, because there is a veil that has been covering your face. Today, in the name that is above every name, today by the authority in the blood of the Lamb, I command that veil be lifted. I command that veil be lifted. I command that veil that have died your destiny. Today, by the revelation of the Spirit, I command that veil be disarmed from the authorities of darkness. Be disarmed. Rapayatatata. Zeke peredida. Ranta magatalatosh. Randwa katakalika. Akara katatatata. In the mighty name of Jesus, every veil that has been covering you so that your visibility is not seen, today I pray you will receive visibility. You will receive visibility. People will see you the way you are. They will see the goodness of God in you. They will see the wisdom of God in you. They will see that you are a child of favor. You are a child of purpose. That you have so much to offer. In the mighty name of Jesus, positions will open to you. Great lands will be open to you, because today the veil is broken. The veil that the enemy has been using to manipulate your destiny. Today it is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. It is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. It is broken. 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 It is broken in the name of Jesus. Receive visibility before the Lord. People who couldn't see you, they will begin to see you. Do you know you can be in the church, talented, gifted, but even the pastor may not recognize you. The people around may not recognize what God has put in you, because there could be a veil. The enemy is a deceiver. The enemy is a deceiver. The enemy is a deceiver, because he knows that when you rise up, he will be in trouble. He knows when you rise up to your calling, he will be in trouble. His kingdom will be in trouble. So he hides you, he covers you, so that you are not seen, so that you are not heard. But today, in the name that is above every other name, I command every veil be lifted. I command every veil that have tied your face be lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. I command every veil be lifted. I command every veil, every veil, every veil. Reparande haporo parata seketeria ukaramanande hetelebedia oparata sikatalagina onto zalanto hota silikinu akura ganata teleni hontanani. Anything that has been made in form of your image, anything that has been made in form of your image that the enemy has been using to manipulate your destiny, I set it on fire. 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 Zalagadada, zekalagada. Anything they have made, whether it is your picture, whether it is your clothes, that they stole to manipulate your destiny, today in the name that is above every name, let fire from the throne of God consume those dark altars. Let fire from the throne of God consume every dark altar that have been raised against your destiny. Every dark altars that is speaking negative things, any dark altars that cannot give you rest, today in the name that is above every name, let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. Pray, 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 pray. Any dark altar that has been speaking death, that has been speaking poverty, that has been speaking backwardness, that have been speaking curses, today in the name that is above every name, I command them to catch fire. 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 Catch fire. Let them backfire. Backfire, backfire. Zeka payatata. Ratatatatata. Reka payatatutash. Lekoata karagadash. Rante manataya. Yakatalakida gudash. Rante mina hoto sila banahanta. Reke perida manataya. But what the enemy meant for evil, God is turning it around. That thing that they thought they will use to destroy you, God is gonna use it to promote you. God is gonna use it to lift you. They thought they were going to destroy you, but God is turning it around. Whatever the enemy meant for evil, oh, God is turning it around. He's turning it around for your promotion, because there's a crown of glory coming upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a crown of glory. There's a crown of victory in the mighty name of Jesus. For the enemy is defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. The work of the magician is defeated. The work of diviners is defeated. For no enchantment shall succeed in the house of Jacob. No divination will take root in the house of Israel. For we are a blessed heritage. We are a people that are called by the name of the Lord. And today, anything that have been speaking death, today we nullify it by the blood. We finally fight by the precious blood. We reverse every negative words that were spoken against our life, that were spoken before even we were born, that the enemy have used them to build the case against our destiny. Any curse that was spoken while we were children, any curse that was spoken while we were still on our mother's womb, today, in the name that is above every name, we break those curses. We break those curses. We break those curses. We break those curses. Begin to break. Begin to break as the Spirit leads you. We break those curses. Rata paradadadada. Zeke perene manataya. Rata barania. Rico paradadada. Any curse upon my life, upon my marriage, upon my children, be broken now. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, I escape from the hand of the evil one. I escape from the teeth of the lions. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break every limitation. I break every hand of the wicked. I break, for my life is called to soar higher. My life is called to soar higher because there's a lion inside me to devour my enemies. There's a lioness inside me. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthened me. I rise up in the strength of the eagles. I cannot fail, for the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He lead me to the greener pastures. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he prepared a table before my enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rise up above every curse, above every limitation. In the mighty name of Jesus, today, anything negative pursuing my destiny, pursuing my life, is broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, any dark altar, anything that is not speaking a blessing over my destiny, over my life, today, by the virtue of God, by the revelation of the word of God, it is nullified. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have to fight for our destiny. I don't know where you are coming from. You might be the seed from the dry ground, but no matter how dry the ground is, you have to sprout out. No matter how dry the ground is, but everybody struggled to rise up. Everybody struggled to finish school. Everybody struggled even to get just a good job. Everybody struggled. But today, by the mercies of God, I am sprouting out. By the Spirit, by the oil of the Holy Ghost, I am sprouting out, whether the devil like it or not. I am sprouting out, whether darkness like it or not. I am sprouting out, for I am a child of faith. I am a child of destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, no curse can bring me down. No darkness can bring me down. No wickedness can bring me down. I command the hand of wicked men to wither. I command every evil hand against my destiny to wither. I command every evil eye against my life to turn to blindness. In the mighty name of Jesus, because there is a higher call upon my life. Destinies of men are tied to me. Destinies of nations are tied to my life. I can't die like them. I can't perish like them. I can't stagnate like them. I have to soar high. fly like the eagle, for I gain wings by the grace of God, by the masses of God. I soar higher by the grace of God. I soar higher by the authority of the blood of the Lamb. I soar higher by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I soar higher. I conquer the land for Jesus. I conquer territories for Jesus. I conquer neighborhoods for Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. For we are children born for signs and wonders. We are children destined for signs and wonders. I don't know about you, but there's a higher call upon me. I don't know about you, and you need to rise up. You need to rise up above every bollock. You need to rise up above people who want to see you in the lowly place, because it's not the lowly place we are called to be. We are called on the high places. We are called to sit on the right hand with the Father. We are called to judge the nations. We are called to command darkness to bow. The Bible says he makes his servants to be messengers of fire. There's a fire that will consume your bones. There's a fire that will consume your spirit. There's a fire that will come upon you, that will make you rise, that will make you rise above your enemies, that will make you rise above limitations, that will make you rise above curses, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you must reach to the heights that God wanted to reach. You must go to the places where God wanted to go. You must preach to the people that God wanted to preach to them, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the message of salvation is upon our head. The gospel of Christ is upon our head. The oil of God is upon our head, in the mighty name of Jesus. The masses of God, the blessing of God is upon our head, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we rise above every powers of the enemy. We rise above territorial princes. We rise above territorial demons. We rise above spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. And we command the kingdom of God. We command nations to bow to the kingdom and authority of God. We command neighbors to bow. We command families to bow. We command territories to bow to the light of Christ, to the weight of the gospel, to the truth of the Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the hand of wicked men be cut off.
Mato sele manataria yele kamananandele baba baba shatala baziela ba o payatema una miela viela ba o zene manasilema o siela la 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 o zele manatalieba o piele le manatalieba o la miene nana mosele le mananai ye taradadada o siele mananana mokozie o manie la 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 la. We are the fruitful vine. 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 We are growing. We are growing. We are growing. Ha la 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 la
growing. We are the fruitful vine. That's the same way the Bible say, but the house of David grew stronger and stronger, while the house of King Saul grew weaker and weaker. Today we decree in the mighty name of Jesus, any altars of darkness, anything that is against our future will grow weaker and weaker. Anything that has put limitations in our life, they will grow weaker and weaker as we grow stronger and stronger. Anything that has manipulated our destiny, anything that has manipulated destinies of the land, destiny of our nation, they will grow weaker and weaker as we grow stronger and stronger, as we grow stronger and stronger, as we go from grace to grace, from strength to strength, from favor to favor, from heights to heights, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we are the children of the blessing. We carry blessing in our forehead, in the mighty name of Jesus. We carry the light of God. We carry the glory of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And wherever we go, we establish the kingdom of our God. We establish the kingdom of our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We bless you, O Adonai. We bless you because the hand of the enemy is defeated. We bless you, O Jehovah. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Thank you, mighty Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Your destiny will not be manipulated. You will not become a prey in the hands of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Your life will not be manipulated. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. You are blessed. You are coming in is blessed. You are going out is blessed. I command anything that have tied your hands be broken. I command anything that have tied your legs be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the blessing of God. Receive the help of God. Receive the mercy of God. Receive the hand of God. Today the Lord will fight for you. Today the Lord will go ahead of you. Today the Lord will go on your rear. Today the Lord will go ahead to level every path, to level every crooked road. Today the Lord will go ahead of you to defeat your enemies. He will fight for you. He will fight for you. He will give you your possession. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever belongs to you, receive it. What the enemy stole away from you, receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, mighty Father. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to our God. Father, we bless you, we honor you. Blessed be the name of our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank him for his word. Thank him for what you have received today, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Just thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Hallelujah. We thank you because we know our destinies will never be the same. We thank you because there's grace, there's help that you've released. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Adonai. Blessed be your name. Glory to your name. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah.